Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
App. I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Brown & Crouppen, morning after.
KPNT-FM, HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Gilman.
Some kids don't.
11 innings in Queens, Doug. That's the title of my book.
Come away with a big L.
And Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making me cry.
Just as an observation, and this won't be popular, but I'm not running for office in 2024. I might run in 2026.
I would think, yeah.
Thank you.
That's your time.
Just go to the front page of the STL Today site and just go, boy, what are we doing? The big story here, if you could see it, Doug. What is the big story? What is the headline story?
C2's Brendan McSorley, with some big help from Klaus, starting to score goals in MLS Next Pro.
So the headline story for the entire, this is in sports,
mm-hmm.
is City 2's, not even like...
The minor league soccer. It's got a guy scoring some goals.
Then the next story over to the right is the Battle Hawks win. Then you have the story next to that. Infighting has killed St. Louis County headquarters plans this year. Right below that, Washington University students suspended campus protest after campus protest against war in Gaza. Then you get to defense, Matthew Liberatore, give Cardinals a chance. Balloon party. That's a balloon party. And then below that, full circle, while Boeing had to buy back a Hazelwood supplier. It sold off in 2001. I'm just like, that'll summer on up. That'll summer on up for where we are.
Yeah, not going great. I guess their lead is soccer because they think that's where the clicks are going to be. It must be.
I'm from the new and I'm proud.
Oh. I guess maybe that's what they're thinking.
I guess I think a pro-Palestine sit-in is more popular than the Cardinals.
I don't necessarily think that there was a thought process on what was pro or anti. My overall is just like, how is that? But whatever.
That's just the headline I saw.
You were browsing STL Today this morning.
No, it wasn't SEL. It was KMOV. It said pro-Palestine rally turns into whatever, police involvement. I didn't read it. I just saw the headline.
Well, I think most people, what they're talking about is minor league soccer. I think that's probably the dominant conversation topic in town.
I know saying this isn't popular because some people just don't like, you can't like make these observations because then it's anti-St. Louis, even though both you and I could have gone elsewhere and have chosen to live here. But, you know, it's by filleting the area that you're judged by, but not necessarily your actions in our 2024 social media like bait world. But, God, that depresses me to see. And I feel an obligation to say it, even though I know it'll be unpopular to say it. But, my God, it makes me sad. That's all.
Oh, yeah,
all
me too. And to see how fast
that's right.
We came down.
That's right.
Because we seemed like a thriving, big-time city just, 8-10 years ago. Mm. And now some of that driving I did yesterday to try to find the stand span, I said we should all be embarrassed and humiliated by what our city is, what large chunks of it look like. And we should do something about it, more importantly. Not just say, oh, well, I guess that's just the way it's going to be. Doesn't have to be that way.
How many olds care about City 2? How many people under 60 pay for STL today? That's from Hunchback of Oncastle. Doug, do you have numbers?
I don't have the numbers with me. No.
I wouldn't think they're good, and they only charge like $1 a month. They can't even get that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who feel like they don't need the news media anymore, and for good reason. There's a lot of people who don't trust the
media. Yeah, you got social media, and you can trust that.
Yeah, can't trust anybody is the problem.
Text in, 314-881-TMA5. I'll take your hate texts and emails. It's fine. T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. Or text in 314-881-TMA5. That is the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. And, of course, the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after. Callier and Thompson, the sponsor of our phone lines. We are in the midst of our 8 o'clock hour. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. Sponsored by IHOP, the 8 o'clock hour here on TMA. And you'll still have 2 days to sign up to be the TMA Lister of the Month for the Milagro Tequila, TMA Listener of the Month. Go to TMASTL.com. Welcome to A Brighter Side of Tequila with Milagro. You don't have to give your real name. You can still maintain your anonymity with the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. Did Blueberry Pop win last month? That means KG and O-Town won last month, but he's here working. He's working here.
Is that even legal?
What did you get to KG and O-Town, Blueberry Pop?
I turned down the prizes.
Wow. Did you? Integrity.
Noble gesture.
Well, if he works here, he's not allowed to get him anyway. I want to congratulate, too. You know, we did that.
Yeah, we've had enough of that topic, apparently.
Well, what is there to talk about? He won and he can't win, so.
Well, we could kick it around a little bit.
All right, go ahead, kick it around.
Do you donate the prizes at all?
That's not for me. That's not a decision I make.
They just don't give them to you.
What happens when after I turned it down, I cannot speak to.
Okay. Watch out. Here comes Suckboy Tony.
It's a great prize pack, though.
Yeah, it's got some tequila, some hats, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt. I got a Milagro sweatshirt. They're nice. Another giveaway we did was to win tickets to go see Stevie Nicks with me a week from tomorrow. And congratulations to the winners.
Who are the winners?
We have one.
Are they just being announced right now?
This is big.
No, Jesse emailed me over the weekend.
So they are or are not being announced right now?
I'm announcing them.
Right now.
Congratulations.
Well, I mean,
the answer to your question is yes, I can handle it, just to keep things moving.
All right.
Jesse emailed them, and I put it on my Facebook page to congratulate them, because I happen to be friends with all four of them on Facebook. But we'll announce them now, in case people didn't hear.
Yeah.
Nick Legate.
Nick Legate.
Do you pronounce it Legate or Legate?
Legate.
All right, Nick Legate. Phil Elfrink.
Phil Elfrink.
Chad Weber.
Chad Weber.
And Christopher Pondorf.
Christopher Pondorf.
Now, Christopher emailed back and said he can't go.
Oh, no.
So Jesse's going to pick another one.
So you're going with all four of these people? Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they sit next to me. I may talk.
Will you sign?
Yeah, probably.
Jackson, are you okay? Jackson's getting emotional. What happened?
It's a big announcement.
You wanted to win, didn't you?
Maybe there's people that didn't hear it yet, so I just thought I'd do that.
Can Jackson go with you? He's in tears over here.
Well, Jesse's got to pick another winner, because recovering alcoholic can't go.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks. I figured we'd go have dinner in Olive and Oak before.
On his dime.
I'd have paid.
No, you wouldn't.
Nice call.
So Jesse will pick another winner. But those people won. They get 2 tickets each, so they can bring their girlfriend, their boyfriend, friend, whoever they want to bring, and get to sit next to me and who I'm bringing.
Who you bringing?
It's a secret.
What? Now, why would it be a secret?
Oh, it's so cryptic, Doug, isn't it?
It's a little lady, isn't it?
Is she from Imperial?
No.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Come on, you don't know. You haven't asked her. You don't have
Can we get initials?
Date lined up yet.
No, I'm not saying who I'm bringing.
Why?
People that go will find out who it is, but no, because it'll just get way overblown, so I'm not even going to say anything.
How's she look?
Yeah. So it's a fabulous babe.
It's just a friend. Just a friend. It's all. It's not a date. It's just a friend.
Mrs. Jenny Shanahan is skeptical. aren't all these people he just named from his made-up stories except for the Olive and Oak guy? That's from Mrs. Jenny Shanahan.
No, I look.
So Mrs. Jenny Shanahan and Harrison's brother, Master, wants to lead an investigation into the winners of this.
Well, you can lead all you want. Jesse picked him, and Jesse is going to do it by the book. I didn't even see until she emailed me. I didn't get to pick who I wanted to go with.
No. I guess Mrs. Jenny Shanahan doesn't believe this Legate is real.
Well, he's a friend of mine on Facebook, and I believe he liked the post. Yeah, they're just listeners. I don't know who. I know Phil. I don't believe I know the other two personally unless I've met him at TMA events. I'm recovering alcoholic, obviously, I know.
Really?
Well, a lot of my friends are Facebook or people listening to the show, but I've never met them.
No.
Doug, do you only hang out with people who listen to the show?
No. No, I don't.
There's no way I hang out with. I just happen to be all friends with them on Facebook. Yeah. You send me a friend request. Chances are, if you have some guy sent me one today, and I saw that he's friends with Tim and a couple other people from the show, so I just accepted his friend request. I don't know who he is.
Now, everybody is guessing who you're. Would you acknowledge it if the name was given?
Yeah.
Runner girl?
No.
Okay.
Is it someone else's wife?
That has been sent in by, like, 10
people. Yeah, I would think so, because that's usually, if I have it dated, she's the only one that goes, the only one I can ask.
But you're not bringing runner girl, but you're bringing a different female.
Yeah.
There's a new
Doug.
Lady. New lady.
Doug. That's the big announcement.
No, it's just a friend. That's all it is a friend.
Are you attracted to her?
As a person? She's a great person, yeah.
Attracted. Is it Anna Cardente?
Yes, I found her in Jersey. She's coming back in.
Is it Gail Volva?
Hold on a second. Is it Learn?
No. She's going with her husband, I think. Or maybe taking her mom. I know her mom's a big... Because I asked her if she wanted to. I talked to... Corey, my guy at DB's, and instead of trying to find a place to park for the Enterprise Center and spending $30, I said, can you use the golf cart for me that night? He goes, sure. So we're just going to go to DB's, have some cocktails, park at DB's, and then have the golf cart take us down to Enterprise.
Oh, smooth.
And I just asked if she wanted to take the golf cart with us, but I think she said she's going somewhere else. So
she's going down there with other people.
She's either going with her husband or her mom, I would guess.
This gal that you're with, or
no.
Learn.
Learn.
That's a cock.
Oh, he'll be cocked.
Yeah, her mother's a big fan, and I think last time she was here, she spent a lot of money to get first row.
She got front row.
Well, last time she was here, so her mom could see Stevie Nicks in the first row.
God bless. That's awesome. Do we know this lady you're taking?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, it's someone in the building.
Is it somebody in the building?
Someone in the building.
Is it somebody in the building?
I don't know.
It is.
I love when she teases like that.
It is someone in the building.
Holy crap. Jackson, do you know?
No idea.
You're going with Jesse Kielski.
Oh, yeah, text her. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Happy birthday. Yeah, she'd probably want to go.
Happy birthday. Well, I'm sure she can go if she wants. I would love to take Jesse, but I'm sure she can get tickets.
Right. So she's going.
So somebody in the building.
Holy I didn't
crap.
Say that. You did.
We came to that conclusion.
But you didn't deny. Necessarily.
No.
Maybe I'm taking Katie Cook.
I'll short that.
Yeah.
Jackson just shorted that.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, sounds like you got paid off. Didn't last on the market long.
Wow. Well, can we have initials?
I didn't say she's in the building. You guys did.
Yeah, but we know.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people not in the building that you guys know that I know.
I don't know that you know any women outside the building.
You taking Courtney?
Maybe.
That's who it is.
No, I think that was a redirect. I don't think it is.
Wow, KG and O-Town immediately jumping in with a read. Wow.
No, I think that's who it is.
Carly.
It's not that big of a deal.
Then say the name.
KG and O-Town.
Well,
pressing.
Not for people here. It'd be for the people.
Is it Carly?
Listening, no.
Is it Courtney?
Carly would be a good choice, though, because I took her to Gaga. And that would be just a friend, so she'd be fun to take to a concert.
Yeah.
Is it Courtney?
No.
Okay. Is it somebody in the building?
Who is this mystery lady?
Oh, God.
I don't know who else it would be in the building.
I don't either.
You thought you could bring up, I'm going to bring a lady to this and just get out of that scot-free?
Yeah.
Come
on.
Who knows who says I'm bringing a girl?
He's taking the fountain guy. That's from Mr. Big Girl.
Yeah. If you get that fountain going, I'll take you to Stevie Nicks. Ah, I don't even like her. Ah! And he said the fountain will be ready this week, too. Along with the elevator. It's going to be a big week.
Good Lord, wasn't that Stevie Nicks contest like 4 months ago and you're just announcing the winners? Veiled Prophet's not happy.
Because we just picked him.
The show, when's the show? May?
No, a week from tomorrow.
Are you taking somebody named Rebecca?
No.
Who's Rebecca? Who's
so
Rebecca?
Out in Oklahoma, do they have some good fries out there, girl?
Yeah, Oklahoma doesn't have any fries.
Lux.
No, she just moved to Kansas City.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah, her and her boyfriend moved to Kansas City. She's very happy. And this is the thing that really gets to me with some people.
In your crawl.
And I don't know if they're kidding or not.
No,
but
I don't have any idea.
I love Lux. She is such a sweetheart, and she's a great person, great human being. And she had a big smile on her face in her car, posted a picture, finally got to Kansas City. Love this place. Mm-hmm. So I just said, congratulations, kiddo. Happy for you. You look happy, which makes me happy.
Nice going, kiddo.
And somebody said, creepy. So creepy. I mean, oh, my God.
Oh, that's enough.
Don't you ever say nice things to friends of yours? Is it that out of ordinary to be nice?
I think just
sounds a little creepy to me. I don't know.
The fact that you added kiddo into it.
I call everybody kiddo.
I know, but that's kind of, it figures into the creepy thing.
Why? I call everybody kiddo.
I know, but it just does.
Okay, I'm sorry.
If you have a little pet name for them, then it sounds kind of
creepy.
Sorry
if you feel that way. Everybody's kiddo to me.
Well, I just hope she's happy in KC. Seems to be. Can't imagine she was running away from anything here.
Who you taking, Iggy? Let's get back to that.
Yes.
Ice, KG in O-Town. It's KG in O-Town.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can just stop right now because I'm not going to tell you who's going. The people that go with me get to see, and I'm sure there'll be other people I see that I know that'll see who I'm bringing.
Give us initials.
And you'll
least.
Find out the day after the show.
It's Courtney.
And it's not that big of a
it's
deal.
It's not Courtney.
I think it is because he didn't say no. He said no to everybody else we guessed.
Oh, I said no to Courtney.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
He did. Yeah,
I don't
did.
Think it's Courtney.
Take that, Jug. Doug. Jugs.
Oh, God. Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Why choose Illinois Recovery Center? Holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, top-notch facility and accommodation. Discover the path to lasting recovery and renewal at Illinois Recovery Center, where compassionate support meets personalized care for your unique journey. Embarking on the path of recovery is a profound journey of breaking free from the chains of addiction and actively building resilience. It's about tapping into the inherent strength within, acknowledging the battles faced, and emerging victorious over adversity. In this transformative process, individuals unleash the power of their recovery, realizing that each step taken, each challenge overcome, contributes to a stronger, more resilient self. Visit IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com or call 888-472-9559. That's Illinois Recovery Center. Online at IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Doug, tell people who our phone line sponsor is, if you would be so kind.
That'd be Collier and Thompson.
Bill!
Yeah, let's get that house looking better. Spring is here. You're going to want to clean up the house a little bit, do everything to make it look good. Maybe you don't have to move. Maybe you love your neighborhood, you love your neighbors, and you don't want to move, but you're not happy with your house. That's where Collier & Thompson steps in. They will get you looking great. They specialize in kitchens and bathrooms, but they do all kinds of things in your home. They'll finish that basement, build you a wine room, a man cave, a bar, an accent room, fireplace wall, an office, you name it. Collier & Thompson are removing a lot of walls to open up the first floor of people's homes. They do everything, and they do it with a commitment to quality. Make a great investment in your home. Have the Collier & Thompson people come out, take a look at it, give you some recommendations. You can go to the showroom there on Manchester and Baldwin and take a look. They've got more than 10,000 square feet in the showroom, all kinds of appliances there. And when they come in to do a job, they don't have to call out to find contractors here and there. Well, maybe somebody's available. Maybe this guy used to do work like this. I know that's not how Collier & Thompson works. They're carpenters and electricians and plumbers. They've all worked right there with Collier & Thompson. They have their own people. They have for years. These are experts in the business who know how to do things and do it in a first-class way. Collier & Thompson will make your house look like a showplace. Check them out. They're right there on Baldwin. Next to Uncle Bill's Pancake House. Collier & Thompson, come home to quality, online at CollierandThompson.com.
And you are welcome to participate in the program by calling in the Collier & Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA. Jeff Lottman, sponsor of our text inbox at 314-881-TMA5. And, of course, Design Air, sponsor of the email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com.
Hey, it's Jackson for Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleanup. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Jackson, what do you got going on over there?
I was just pulling the phone closer to me.
Oh, nice. I didn't know if there was a call.
There is. We got a caller on line one.
No.
Hello. Licks. Caller.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yes. Was this Lex?
Yeah. Oh. Hang on. Another call is coming. I got to send it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
No. Hey.
What is it now?
Does anyone know a good HOA lawyer?
Well, Brown and Crouppen got more than 250 legal professionals. They could handle just about anything.
You got an HOA situation? Is it in St. Louis or another property?
Someone put up a wooden plank fence in my neighborhood, and I feel like I'm living in Baldwin.
Oh, gosh. And you're living in...
Who do we hear in the
background?
I thought we had, like, conditions around the type of... Okay, thanks.
Where are you? Where are you right now? We're hearing voices.
I'm getting some coffee, but
why don't you get the coffee before you call in?
I didn't think I'd be put on so quickly.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
KG in O-Town has to go at about 8:40, so he gets the calls on, he gets the calls off. Yes.
Yeah, and real quick before I go, congratulations, Licks. So happy for you. Honored to be playing you in the second round.
I appreciate it. I told you yesterday, friends become enemies here, so yeah. I'm not going to hold back.
Oh, God.
I know a lot of people are excited about what's going to happen.
So no matter what, either KG and O-Town or Mr. Licks is in the Sweet 16 mm-hmm. because of what the people thought would be an Iggy versus Stephen Wildwood or Iggy versus KG and O-Town showdown. And instead, it's Licks and KG and O-Town, two allies, Doug.
Yeah. Now they come together to battle head-to-head.
Iggy, how come you're so cold to me when I first met you on the putting green there?
Well, the first time I met you was when you were walking up to the cart, and I met you, and I shook your hand, and then we met. And I said, "Your friend, we're friends on Facebook," and I didn't even know who you were. And you said you had me blocked, and then I unblocked you, so we're friends again. But
did you just black out then? Because we met on the putting green for the first time.
I saw you guys meet on the putting green. I did see that.
I thought I met him by the cart, and I asked him where his clubs were.
I think KG Notown was taking video of it. Somebody was.
That's when you handed me that poster. It wasn't cold. You handed me a poster before we even talked and said, "How you doing?" "Hey, I got this poster for you." You didn't even basically introduce yourself. You just handed me a poster. So you were kind of cold, but.
Well, okay. Licks. Would you like? Can I get two vanilla iced coffees?
Oh, come on! Do your ordering before you call in.
One pump of the vanilla in them, and that's all.
He actually gets his coffee by saying, "I'm Licks."
7624. Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, that's a porpoise.
Tim, do you think you can play your match when I play mine? Because I can't think of another reason why I would have won yesterday other than your presence alone.
Clip that off, and I you know what? I would enjoy it. Licks, you do have a bit of a deliberate pace of play, though.
And what does that mean?
You're slow.
I don't think you understand the pressure I was under yesterday. It slowed me down.
The pressure slowed you down? What was the deal with you not riding in the cart with Iggy?
Well, I wanted to walk with Mr. 10,000.
Mr. 10,000 is caddy.
But did you keep the clubs on the back of the cart?
Yeah.
That's a power move. So you have to walk to the cart.
Contributed to the leisurely pace of play.
Yeah, so if you were on the other side of the, from the path, the other side of the fairway, you would have to walk to the cart that Iggy parked, grab your clubs, and then walk to the other side?
Jackson, you deduce well.
Thank you. We'll do education for
you. Lex, I got to tell you, man, you hit the ball well for a guy who's a 22. I'm not saying you're a sandbagger at all. I'm just like, you hit the ball straight and, you know, nice. Dougie's a lefty, tight little left-to-right draw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm a tight little boy sled is what
okay,
I am.
Stop it.
That off.
Stop it.
I will say Jackson summed me up well. I hit the ball well. It's around the greens and chipping that I kind of
Yeah, I didn't notice anything terrible there, honestly. I don't know. I think you're going to be dangerous.
This is getting me very hard.
Hopefully that guy at the window
didn't having met me, Tim, I could carry a live golf show for about a half hour on Fridays.
What if we start brokering out time here at Hubbard? Are you looking for that, or are you gonna go elsewhere?
Well, I might take my talents elsewhere.
Yeah, no, I think a half hour live golf show, you could do that.
I think it'll play.
It won't.
Well, I just wanted to say I appreciate the all the good, nice words yesterday. Had a great time. I will say that Alan Dadeville, I really like that guy.
Alan Dadeville's a champion.
I really, really like Alan Dadeville. So if you, that's
is there
right.
A toilet
yeah.
flushing?
Just the iced coffee. Just the iced coffees, though.
Okay, but did you want both of them in morning arch cup?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, Orson Woods Wacko.
All right. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Orson Woods Wacko just texted this in. Am I in the effing Twilight Zone? A guy is on the phone ordering vanilla coffees, and then he makes some assumptions about your proclivities in the bedrooms based on that order.
If you want to... okay, Wacko. Guess what? Every house in Orson Woods is a teardown, okay?
Oh.
How about that?
Doug, is that true?
No, I've seen some beautiful houses in Warson Woods. Yeah, Mark Hanna lives in Warson Woods. He's not going to want to tear down his home.
Sorry, Mark.
Well, I will say, Lex, I know we have our fun on the show, but you were a very nice guy. Had fun yesterday, and thanks for playing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Iggy. I will agree, and I'll say that I enjoyed the words at the turn. I asked you about a certain someone, and you gave me your opinion. That was absolutely spot on and hilarious, and I appreciate you letting me in.
Doug, it's so cryptic. Who are they talking like about? That. It's so cryptic.
Probably the woman that Iggy's taking to the Stevie Nicks concert.
Yeah, he doesn't know who it is. So.
Oh.
No, he didn't tell me that. It was something else.
Yeah. Lex, how big of a factor was your victory due to the fact that Iggy's caddy kept giving him bad yardages?
I did sense a little tension between Iggy and his caddy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There was no tension.
You made a comment to me about the yardage.
Yeah, the app, not my caddy. The app was not working properly.
Yeah, like, it's only 100 yards, only 80. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Don't swing quite as hard.
Again, the app, not 830 record. I had a good time with him yesterday. It was fun to hang out with him.
Yeah, he had the pink, didn't he?
Yeah, I love those pink Nike shoes he had on.
Those were nice. I did tell him that. Those were really nice. So what was Alan Dadeville really doing? He was just hanging out?
Caddying
for the Pope.
Okay.
And then he helped me with yardage.
Yeah, my caddy was more of a mental health coach, I think. He didn't do much.
Mr. 10,000.
I mean, I kept asking him for reads, and he was just like drinking a beer standing next to you.
Yeah, read it your own damn self.
All right, well, I don't really have anything else, so I just appreciate it.
So you're taking on KG and O-Town, and one of you will be in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm taking on KG. I don't know what his handicap is. He probably left, but I played with him last week, and when he's good, he's dangerous. So it's all going to come down to the handicaps. I know this net event just is exciting.
It is thrilling. Yeah. That it is.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you, sir.
There he is, Doug. That's Mr.
Lewis. All right, Lex.
He defeated Iggy yesterday 2-1 at the 2024 Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. Mr. Siders writing in, 2 hours and 30 minutes for nine holes. It was a great pace, guys. It's from Mr. Siders, who was behind us playing Jackson, not happy with the pace of play. Jackson, was it a noticeable slow pace of play?
I didn't think it was that bad.
Okay.
I didn't think it was either. We didn't
you really... guys were way behind us.
I guess we were really slow. We didn't have anybody behind us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
how about
there
that?
A, there was a gap. There was a defensive gap.
Because they kept coming up to us and saying, hey, you guys need to pick it up. You need to pick it up.
Yeah.
We never waited to hit.
But we had the unique situation with Licks, as he just addressed, walking with Mr. 10,000, but his clubs being in a totally separate zip code with Iggy
idea.
Driving with the 830 recreator.
Bad idea, yeah.
Well, I had a tendency to stop at his ball so he could at least get yardage. He would know how far it is. Then he could just grab his club. But yeah, when there's carts on path, I mean, it's going to be slow play. I mean, you got to get yardage. You got to walk all the way across the fairway, walk all the way back. It's
the only time we had, like, a real weight was on the coveted 16 hole with the great putts. And I watched the Mets hit the walk-off home run. Michael Ciani almost had it, Tuck. Revenge of Andy Chavez. Had it. And then I proceeded to dump my approach into the water. And
what was your situation in your match at that point? You and Mr. Siders. Doug, Mr. Siders, very critical of Jackson's 7-iron.
We were dormy AF at that point. So it was,
so you were 3 down?
Yeah, so I had to go for the pin. I had to.
That's a tough pin to go for.
Missed it just a touch left. Landed on the surface, but then popped left and into the water it goes.
That's it. Did you doff your cap right there?
As soon as Siders had like a chip short of the green, once he got it, he got down the hill, had like 8 feet left, and I said, all right, I'll do it. So I lost 4-2.
Well, you could have knocked it in for 4.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to drop it up there in the green.
I couldn't have dropped it on the green. I had to go back and
no, chip. if your ball hit on the green, that's where it last crossed. You get to drop there.
But then it also hit the side rough, so the last drop crossed on the surface or the rough. I had no chance of making it. So I conceded.
Mr. Siders, was he giving you pops or were you giving him pops?
We played straight up.
Straight up, wow.
Yeah, on the cart or on the scorecard, they had down one pop on 3.
Oh, that could have been valuable for you.
I said
you said
playing.
No.
I said we're playing, so we agreed
what
to play
about
straight
the
up.
Honor of Jackson Burkett, Doug?
So we're going to play straight
a lot
up.
Of honor there,
and guys. I would have won that hole if we were honoring the pop, but I said beforehand, we are.
No pops.
We are not playing pops, we're playing straight up. And, Siders is just, he's better at golf than I am. It's
pretty, wow.
Pretty plain simple. Yeah. Well, he played better, and he is better.
If you're going to pop, take a pop. I mean, that's what handicaps for.
But no, we agreed to play straight up.
I wish Licks would agree to play me straight up. He'd love it.
Oh, gosh.
I can't change the energy once we get there. He said, let's play straight up. We agreed to play straight up in weeks leading up to it, so that we're going to honor
So what? What's his index? So he's an 8 or something?
8 or 9, probably.
And he's that much better than you that it's noticeable?
I think my cap is too low for where my game is at, and he's just like... He's just a good golfer. Like, he puts the ball.
Doug, keep an eye on Mr. Siders.
Okay.
I need a new horse because my Stephen Wild little horse is gone.
I'm rooting for Siders, too, because he's a quality human.
Oh, wow, you're a fan.
Good dude. Really good dude.
Keep an eye on Cletus. I mean, for a 10, I saw him hit balls last Thursday, and he just doesn't miss a fairway.
Doug, keep an eye on Cletus.
And you know
do you have him in your office pool going to the final four?
I'm not going to take his driving advice anymore. I know that much.
You know how a short game is. Short game is phenomenal, and he's putting the ball in the fairway, and he's getting 10. He's playing from the grandpa tee, so.
Yeah.
And Guy won his match on 18 yesterday. Had to give 13 shots.
In my group, Plowsy and Todd Riesling had a really hard time losing their golf clubs. At least 4 or 5 times, they would leave wedges on the hole
yard
behind
sale.
Us, and the group would drive up in the car. Anyone lose a sand wedge? Oh, that's right. Next hole. Anyone lose a pitching wedge? Yeah. Anyone leave their bag on the line? Yeah. I mean, they lost. It happened maybe 5 times where they left clubs on the other hole.
Shocker that a commie like Burkett removed any meritocratic advantage and made things equal for everyone. That's from Little Tommy Tribbins.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's communism in action. I would more so say that we agreed to play straight up.
Just so fair play.
Well, I'm not going to change that.
Competition.
We got there. You know, we said we're going to play straight up, so we played straight up. It wouldn't have changed it. He still would have beat me.
I'd have a hard time accepting a win if a guy played a lot better than me and I won because of a couple of
shot at the entire business model of the Fan Page Club Championship.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Steve lost? My bracket's busted. That's from the recovering alcoholic. Yeah, I am shocked. I don't know. Is KG in O-Town good? I mean, I haven't played with him for like 5 years, but I remember I played with him when you played him. And so I was like, if Steve's playing a bunch and getting pops, I'm just
his
like,
swing looked pretty good. I saw him swing. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, Steve or KG in O-Town?
KG in O-Town. And he's a little fire plug, too.
Oh, is he?
He's a little powerful fire plug.
When he gets a hold of it, T-Box is kind of iffy with KG, but when he gets a hold of it, he hits the crap out of it.
Yeah,
he's got big old calves.
Mm.
And everywhere else, he's about his handicap. So he made less mistakes than Steve. That's the.
Steve made some mistakes out there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple. Like, he was getting a pop on 13.
Doug, pull up 13. That's a par five. Really couldn't hit driver yesterday with that wind.
Yeah, I took three wood.
Oh, I could.
And what happened here, Doug, as you see the video, Steve on 13.
Steve on 13, he second shot just barely crossed the threshold of the little tributary there, and he was kind of in an awkward spot. He takes a hybrid, and he basically hit a hybrid flop shot that went straight up in the air and about maybe 10 yards in front of him. So he kind of got rid of the pop advantage right there. And that was like a – that's like a – you take a
– yeah.
Like a 7-iron and – like, kind of fire it low.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a, first of all, Steve walked the whole round, and he's a great guy to play golf with. Like, really, if I had the Cardinal game going so I could keep up with that,
yeah.
He's a love Steve.
Steve in Wildwood has just issued a statement, Dougie's our Milagro Tequila Listener of the Year for 2023, and says, I played great, except for losing more holes than I won, and it ended up costing me. Actually, I played terrible. It's so frustrating. KG did what he needed to do and killed it on the par threes. The only consolation was watching Doug devour a bag of Cheetos after the match in the pavilion. Those digits were licked clean.
Yeah, I did have Cheetos. It came with the chicken salad that I had earlier.
Mm.
And the chicken salad got all over my right hand. I had to put on a glove. Well, I don't know that there was anything sexual about it. It's just,
I'm just listening.
That's what I had on my hand was chicken salad residue. It was a good sandwich, though, on whole wheat.
Mr. Sider says Steve was awesome. I don't know if that means awesome player, awesome person. Could be both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably person.
Mr. Sider says he shot an 83.
Yeah, he played well, man. He was just not making many mistakes. I made some mistakes, and that's just how it goes. Sometimes you get beat.
Mm-hmm.
Not much else you can do about it.
Sounds like you're tipping your cap.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do in that situation. Made some mistakes, didn't have the game. Wasn't up to snuff.
So you think you might organize a consolation bracket?
Oh, yeah, the Bubba Watson ball strikers.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't play in that. I'm not even mad that I lost enough to pay to play another round.
Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
What about that?
You hate to give away a World Series. But it happens.
Happens to the best of them. Don't let it happen. Go to Mentality. Go to LowTUSA.com, and then your game will be firing on all cylinders, especially if you are still alive in the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship Mentality. LowTUSA.com. Longtime sponsor here on TMA. I went out there, and I got tested, and I would tell you it was quick, fast, and in a hurry. Very friendly staff. A lot of TMA listeners have gone out there to find out what their testosterone levels are. It's FDA-approved testosterone treatment. Let's say it's about 9 o'clock in St. Louis now. Are you dealing with low energy, weight gain, muscle loss? Are you tired all the time, feeling anxious, moody, irritable, impatient? Maybe you're dealing with anxiety or depression. Well, those can be symptoms of low testosterone. And Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. The normal range for testosterone is large. If you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it was not fully looked at. Come get checked with Mentality. They are online at lowtusa.com. That's Mentality online at lowtusa.com. USA.com. We're less than 2 weeks away from Mother's Day. And if you were looking for a great gift to get with your siblings for mom, how about Sound Story? Online at mysoundstory.com. And now we have the video feature as well. And it's a three-camera shoot, and it looks incredibly professional. We really are proud of the new video feature. I think you will love that as well. Get the gift certificate for it. Give it to mom on Mother's Day. You get it at mysoundstory.com, and you enter the promo code TMA, and you get 10% off. Whether you want me or Doug or Jackson to do the interview or somebody else at Hubbard, you have a variety of choices. mysoundstory.com, promo code TMA for 10% off. I have one coming up at 11:30 to today, 11:30. It's Sound Story, mysoundstory.com. Send your emails in for our Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. That's the morning after at InsideSTL.com. We'll close out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. IHOP has new pancake-inspired milkshakes. Try the new Cinestack and cupcake shakes. House-made shakes at IHOP. Sponsor of our 8 o'clock hour here on TMA. We'll come back with the 9 o'clock hour, which is presented to you by Schaefer Door Company. This is the morning after, presented to you by Brown & Crouppen.